Right before this episode starts, if you want to enter in a giveaway for a $100 to $200 mic, go vote for me for the Rode and Anchor competition. We're trying to get to 100 votes, so that ensures that the giveaway happens. So if you want to win a microphone, vote for me and tell everyone that you know to also vote as well. The link is in the episode notes.
Of the title, we're going to be talking about the fall, the rise, then the fall again of Yeezy. So we're going to be mainly focusing on Yeezy this episode. Now we'll be telling some side stories about what happened before Yeezy was kind of created by Kanye West, but the main part is Yeezy. I really am enjoying making this episode, mainly because I think Yeezy's the most unique shoe on the market right now. It is different from any other shoe. You can't find a shoe that's just like Yeezy unless if it's a knockoff. So I think it's probably one of my favorite shoes right now because that's what it makes it different. That's why you pay money for it, because it's different, you know, it's new. Many people like this shoe, but definitely the 350s are my favorite, so you can tell later on the episode when I talk about that. And a lot of people like those shoes too, but I'm very excited making this episode. So after Kanye West released his first popular album, he tried to express himself also throughout the public by trying to start up a fashion line. A lot of people didn't like this. They thought, oh, just stick to music. And a lot of people then even hated Kanye West for even doing music. So this was kind of a big risk for him because he could be making a huge fool out of himself for doing this, because people already hated what he was doing. Some people hated his music in total, but some people hated the idea that he wanted to get in the fashion line. Now, a couple times he wanted to be like fashion directors also to certain brands of fashion designer companies, and obviously he was not accepted into it, so he tried to create his own business line. And in fact, one year he went into $17 million in debt from trying to start up a fashion line. Now, if I was Kanye West right now, I wouldn't be going and trying to create another fashion line. It would be like, that's it, I'm not going to lose another $17 million. But that's obviously not what he did. He really tried to accomplish his dreams on becoming a fashion designer. So after Kanye West tried to present himself and try to get a business running in the clothing and designer kind of field of business, he gave up, but he didn't give up completely. He decided to take a different route, and he decided to team up with someone and switch over to sneakers. Now, I think why he did this was he's definitely not new to sneakers. He was saying to Apple Music that he was a hypebeast or a sneakerhead himself in his earlier years of his life. Now, he also said he would get in trouble for drawing pictures when he wasn't supposed to in class. But he definitely knew about sneakers. He really wanted to create something fashion out there. So he decided to team up with Nike first to create Yeezy, his own brand. This was a really smart move by Kanye, because obviously he couldn't do it by himself. He failed. He spent $17 million one year, went into debt. So he decided to partner up with a already popular company so they can like advertise his stuff. So that was very smart by him. And this was definitely the birth and kind of the rise up of Yeezy. So these next first three Yeezys that they really came out with were pretty fire. This is what set other brands aside from Yeezy. Yeezy officially has begun their adventure in the hypebeast land. People were willing to wait in lines for these shoes. They were released in very limited quantities. And people were really excited about this for the first time that Kanye West has really released a successful business. Now, these shoes are OGs, so they do still hold their value, unlike other Yeezys that I'm going to talk about later on this episode. But right now, for example, the 2014 Red Octobers in my size, so 10, about 10 and a half in men, now they go for, on StockX, $23,000. $23,000. They definitely hold their value because, I mean, they're OG. This is first time Kanye West has ever kind of released a popular brand of anything. So they still hold their value since, I mean, there's only one kind of colorway of Red October. That's also another reason, because these three shoes came on, actually, technically the Red October did come in two other colorways, but still that's very limited because obviously if you compare like the white Yeezys, you can say, oh, Sesame's, triple whites, you know, yada yada. But with the OG Yeezys, they only came in minimum quantity, and they're very rare even to this day. Very great, true. People love this very much. About 6 years of working with Nike, Kanye kind of decided that he wasn't getting as much freedom as if he was going to sign with someone else. He didn't really get too much freedom in designing his shoe. So he ended up switching nether partners, and he ended up working with Adidas instead. This way, Adidas kind of promised him, hey, you will get more freedom in with us, and you get to design more style your shoe. This is very true because you can obviously see the difference between Red Octobers and, let's say, like, the Yeezy boot, for example. You know, they're very different. And I'm not sure exactly when the Yeezy boot kind of came along, but, for example, the 350. So, picture the 350s and then picture the Ragtop Octobers. Very different shoe. But now, so there, Kanye West was coming out with a new line of Yeezys called, I mean, he implemented the number into there. So we're going to be talking about the 350s that people really liked. I really like them. I'm deciding on what shoe I'm going to get for that, for the 350. But I was thinking either triple whites or the new Earths they came out with. I'm not really sure, but back on topic. 350s, people really loved them, especially because they were very new to any shoe that he's created and other people has created. This shoe was very unique in its ways. Either, I don't know, I would say more hypebeast like them than just regular, you know, people that don't really care about wearing something like really nice. They're just like, okay, I threw this on. But I would say hypebeast definitely like me, see this in a new lens. These 350s are pretty cool. I like the box to it because it's kind of like a slide out box, and that really sets apart from like other shoes, because normally shoes have like a removable lid, that doesn't go all the way off, but you know what I mean. And with Yeezys, it was different. So people really love 350s, and I really like 350s, and this is kind of the start of Adidas working with them. Some Hypebeast items are overpriced, and, you know, long story short, they blame the person who made it. So, like, let's say if Supreme creates a box logo, resale market goes crazy, goes to, like, $600, people blame Supreme. Now, this kind of happened with Yeezy, the resale, because the resale on the Yeezys were over the top. You couldn't find a single 350 that was under $1,000. This shoe, at that time, I would say 2016 and 17, very prime years of the Yeezy, because number one, he had more freedom, and with signing with Adidas, and people love 350s. They're a new shoe. No one's seen it. People love them. And that's why people were camping out overnight to try to get some Yeezys to resell or just buy when the price is really low. So since there was so much demand of this, Kanye West, I think he really was worrying about people, like, eventually not wanting this new product, the Yeezy, anymore. So what he did was he totally abandoned the rules and the laws, I would say. For keeping your value. So keeping your value is kind of just two little rules about keeping some value, like how the 2014 Red Octobers did. So how you keep your value is, number one, don't release too many colorways. If you release too many colorways, price will go down. Same with releasing too much of an item. Now, since things are like Yeezys, they are very popular at this time. So, West, normally, he just will, you know, raise the amount of the quantity. Let's say about 1 million pairs of shoes. Pretty crazy. Naturally, the resale would be very, very low, because since he released, I've seen some reports on this, but many people speculate that they released about 1 million pairs of Yeezy. Quote me if I'm wrong, that's what I heard. But he released a lot of pairs, and that's the number rule of keeping your value. So you might think, oh, Preston, why is this so important? Because you just said that when it hits the retail or the resale market, you know, why does that affect the specific brand? Like, for example, box logo Supreme. Well, thing is, a lot of people camp overnight not to just buy the shoe cheap. A lot of people do it because they want to resell it. And now, in the future, these Yeezys will become less really pricey. So their value will drop a whole lot. And that's why it will drive a lot of people away for not buying that shoe, because, I mean, you're paying only a bit over retail for that shoe when it hits resale. That's the main reason. It's really bad for Kanye West. But also, he broke the next rule. He released so many colorways. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to buy, because I want to buy some Yeezy someday. I can't tell if I'm going to buy 350s, obviously. But I have, I'm kind of in a pickle of buying either some type of white, because let me remind you, there is tons of Yeezy whites on the market. I was thinking on triple whites. But then I also was thinking the Earths that they just came out. And obviously, there's a lot of colorways just from what I've told you. I mean, there's the zebras, the Oreos, the pirate blacks. There's like at least six types of white pairs. There's a lot of pairs that Kanye West came out because he, I truly believed he really feared people not wanting Yeezy anymore. He really feared them going away from it. So he said, oh, I'm going to make a lot of pairs. But because of those two things, his Yeezy value went down dramatically. So now we're getting about 2018, 2019, and 2020 right now. Right now, Yeezy people are not, right now, I would say, they're not, no one's camping out for Yeezys. Maybe a bit of people, but I wouldn't say no one's really camping out for Yeezys. Number one, you could be spending possibly days in the line trying to get Yeezys, or you could just buy them on, you know, resell for $30 more now. So they really dropped because how many colorways they came out with, many stuff they came out with. Now, it dropped really, really big because it was $1,000, I would say, around resell, and now it's $200. It's dropped around $800. That's a lot. Obviously, I haven't really checked online, but I would assume anyone's really camping out for these shoes anymore. They're just not worth it camping out for because you only have to pay a bit more for resell now because retail is like $220, $210, something like that. So a lot of people were kind of sad about this. I couldn't imagine Kanye West. Obviously, he's had a long ride in the Yeezy stride. Obviously, people are making videos saying, you know, is Yeezy resell dead? Is it dead? And let me verify, it is. But it doesn't mean Yeezy's dead. We still have a bit of stuff we're going to be talking about Yeezy. The resell's dead. Definitely dead. Very dead. But Yeezy is still a great company, in my opinion. I'm not going to be camping overnight. But I will be definitely buying Yeezy soon. And I'm obviously in a pickle of what I'm going to buy. But definitely, the whole brand Yeezy isn't dead. It's just the resell is dead. Going back in time, just a bit, to the Yeezy 700 and 500 release. So, these shoes, a lot of people either really hated them or really liked them. In my opinion, I don't like these shoes, but we're going to focus on each shoe at first.